It's Friday, April 28th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Cuban court sentenced Pastor Ramon Regal to prison for a year and his wife Adia to house arrest for a year because they dared to take their children out of Cuban public schools to homeschool them. Cuba joins other socialist states like Germany and Sweden, who have similarly tyrannized Christian families. Ramon said the court, quote, would not let me speak in my defense, unquote. Please pray for the Regal family and their church during this trying time. The United Methodist Church is holding a hearing this week to address the case of a lesbian bishop named Karen Olivido, who was elected to a local church this year. John Lomperus, a delegate to the 2016 United Methodist General Conference, spoke to the Worldview about the United Methodists' laws on biblical marriage.
On paper, we have clear biblical policy doctrine on sexual morality. We teach that marriage is between one man and one woman, and sex is only for within that boundary. That's what all of our clergy signed up to respect and honor. The reality is we do have certain regions of the U.S. that have been increasingly in open rebellion against this policy.
Lomperus said that this case is not a representation of the whole denomination.
In terms of the denomination as a whole, it's important to understand that there is a very vocal minority that gets a lot of attention and noise that is very opposed to biblical values on marriage and sexuality. But the fact is, by every demonstrable measure, we still see a strong majority of our denomination that is still holding to biblical values and wants to keep affirming biblical values.
Our Lord speaks to the church in Revelation 2. I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality. As tensions rise between the United States and North Korea, Navy Command Admiral Harry Harris Jr. told a Senate committee yesterday, quote, the crisis on the Korean Peninsula is real, the worst I've seen, unquote. Harris said that it is only a matter of time before Kim Jong-un is capable of firing a nuclear warhead toward the United States. Islamic State fighters executed 25 people last week for trying to flee the ISIS-held town of Hawija in northern Iraq, according to the Times of London. In God's providence, 3 days later, a herd of wild boars stampeded where the militants were setting an ambush, killing 3 and injuring 5 of the jihadists. And that reminds me of the lions who attacked the Islamic militants who were threatening Christians during an Easter Sunday service. Psalm 94:23 says, He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. According to a recent video analysis by Live Action, actual women's health care services at Planned Parenthood have decreased by nearly 70%, while the murder of unborn babies has increased by about 27% over the last 10 years. Meanwhile, taxpayer funding has doubled for the murder giant. Roy Moore announced Wednesday he is resigning as Chief Justice from the Alabama Supreme Court to run for the U.S. Senate seat vacated by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, reports AL.com. This comes after Moore was suspended from the court over his stand for biblical marriage. Tom Parker, an Alabama Supreme Court justice and a Roy Moore supporter, plans to run for the Chief Justice seat in the 2018 election. Hobby Lobby founder David Green spoke on Fox News recently about his business and Christian faith. When asked what he thinks about President Trump, Green made these remarks.
And I think that, from our standpoint, I had a little chance to talk with him, and I said, you're not going to make America great without God's word and without God. And so at one point, this country said, in God we trust. And when we trusted, we prayed, and that was how I think this country is the only way our country can go from here and be real successful.
Steve Stevens made news recently after murdering 74-year-old Robert Godwin during a Facebook live stream. Now Godwin's daughter, Debbie, is extending forgiveness to the man who killed her father. She told CNN, quote, The thing that I remember most about my father is he taught us about God, how to fear God, how to love God, and how to forgive, unquote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.